just before we go today, are the first cracks in the Unionist Pact starting to emerge already? The Ulster Unionist Party's Doug Beattie has tweeted that even though his party has made a deal with the DUP remain homophobic bigots in my eyes. This is strong language from a prominent Ulster Unionist, which is why we want to bring it to you this morning before we go. The commentator Alex Kane with us today. Morning to you, Alex. What do you make of this? Strong, strong language, calling the DUP homophobic bigots, something which they would reject outright.
Well, it is strong language, and I'm slightly surprised that Doug went so public with it. But he has a point, Stephen. It sums up some of the problems you will have. Both Peter Robinson and Nesbitt have said this themselves, that there will be elements of both parties, you know, who will be uncomfortable voting with a representative from the other party, which may have an impact on the result, particularly in East and North Belfast, because there will be people in the Ulster Unionist Party, I used to belong to the party, who I know will be comfortable with some of the DUP attitudes on, let's call them, the socio-moral issues. And if they have those problems, they may not be able to bring themselves to vote for Gavin Robinson in East Belfast or to vote for Nigel Dodds in North Belfast. And that could have some sort of effect on the final result.
We spoke to Doug Beattie this morning. He wouldn't come on, but he said to us off-air, he said, yes, I said this before any pact and more recently, and I still believe it. I also said it was individual choice if you wanted to vote for them to ensure unionist representation. So how do you think this will play out, Alex? You could expect the DUP to respond to that strong language.
Yes, well, I think they may not want to pick a fight at this stage, Stephen, because particularly in East Belfast, they want to maximise the unionist vote. They don't want this to turn into a whole big argument over gays or what their views may or may not be on homosexuality. I think they will. I think I saw Doug Beattie's tweet there. He said, you know, the pact is about maximising the unionist representation. So I think what will happen is, on both sides, in Fermanagh, South Tyrone as well, both sides, there will be people, maybe 5, 6% of each of those party supporters will be holding their nose and voting for a party candidate they are not comfortable with.
Okay. Alex, thank you very much. Morning to you.